D is a petition for a rule change year-round fishing on Hart and Erie Lake. This is not a decision. We're being briefed on this for the first time. Take it away, staff. Edward, I believe.
Good morning, Commissioner. So we received a petition to amend sport fishing rules at Erie and Hart Lakes in Skagit County. I'm hoping you have a map in front of you that shows those lakes. The amendment would extend the fishing season from opening day to year-round. It's important to note that Erie and Hart Lakes have been opening day for over 25 years with annual stocking allotments of catchable-sized rainbow. As indicated in the map, there are several publicly accessible lakes within 10 miles that are open to fishing year-round, which include Campbell Lake, Cranberry, and Whistle. It is our recommendation to deny this petition to amend the sport fishing rules. Opening day is an annual event that marks the start of fishing season where anglers of all ages, experience, and specialty can enjoy success fishing and is a traditional introduction to fishing for most anglers in Washington. I know opening day is very special for a lot of people. For myself, memories fishing opening day at Battleground Lake in Clark County were some of my most favorable memories growing up. And so take this Hart Lake and to make it an opening or a year-round lake, I really struggle with because Hart Lake is a very popular lake in Anacortes where hundreds of families go to fish for this event. And if we take it away, I'm afraid that a lot of the families that have fished that lake for the past 25 years won't be able to have that opportunity again because when we make lakes year-round lakes, instead of having the experience where a family can go out and catch 5 or 10 rainbow in an hour, they may catch one fish. And with the bandwidth most kids and families have now, an hour, they may be giving up that experience. So I would recommend to deny this petition.
Are there any questions? Go ahead. Was that Commissioner Thorburn?
Yeah, Commissioner Thorburn. So what about the argument that the petitioner makes about accessibility for this education for fly fishing? Are other lakes that you mentioned that are year-round available for this?
Thank you for the question, Commissioner. And the answer is yes, they are. Hart Lake does have really nice area for people to fish around the lake and for handicap access, but also lakes such as Campbell provide that access as well.
Okay, thank you.
Further questions?
Yeah, this is Kehoe.
Go ahead, Commissioner Kehoe.
I think I heard Craig Burley in the room. Craig, are you there? So I have a question for you.
Yes, Commissioner Kehoe, thank you.
So, I do recall, of course, the long process that the department undertook to simplify the sport fishing rules. And do you recall, and then further, I just note in the summary sheet that this particular lake was there was a decision made not to make this year-round like other lakes. I'm just curious, do you recall if there was a interest or comments back at that time trying to make Erie and Hart Lake a year-round fishing opportunity?
Thank you, Commissioner Kehoe. So when we received the petition, I did go back and take a look at the rulemaking during the rule simplification, and these lakes were not recommended to go year-round either by staff, and we did not receive any communication from the public on these two lakes. as Edward Eliezer was just saying, when you look at that area around these two lakes, we see that there are several year-round lakes, and so we felt at the time that it was appropriate to keep these two lakes as opening day lakes to provide that diversity opportunity for the public.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Thanks, Craig.
Are there any further questions?
Commissioner McIsaac.
Go ahead, Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. I would just briefly like to say something in support of the staff recommendation here. I think a good point has been made about the positive nature of an opening day event, kind of an atmosphere, and I think that does have a draw from a variety of different levels. Battleground Lake in Clark County was mentioned, and of course I'm from Clark County. And in my opinion, we may have gone a little bit too far into the year-round lake situation. And now Battleground Lake is not one of those that has this opening day effect that has a positive community impact. And so I'm speaking in favor of the staff recommendation for that. I don't think over the course of the winter that it's always high opportunity times, so the impact on folks diminished. In this particular case, there's some lakes very close by if there is some sunny weather in December, January, and such.
Thank you, Commissioner McIsaac. Well, we slipped into discussion then. Are there any further questions for staff? So the idea is that we have been briefed on this rule change, and we will make a decision later, or are we looking for a decision today?
Are we making a decision about the petition?
Oh, to accept the petition or not?
Because if we accepted it, it would implement rulemaking, but if we deny it, then we'll just notify the petitioner. So,
thank you, Commissioner Thorburn. Is that your understanding, Edward?
It is, Commissioner.
Okay, so I guess the best way to accept or deny the petition is by a motion. Is there a motion?
I'll move to deny the petition, and if there's a second, I'll explain my reason.
Is there a second to Commissioner Thorburn's motion?
Commissioner McIsaac seconds.
Thank you, Commissioner McIsaac. Okay,
and
go ahead, Kim.
My reason for moving to deny the petition is just exactly what Commissioner McIsaac talked about, and our staff recommends that opening day is important for Anacortes residents and their kids, and we should maintain this opportunity at this lake.
Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, we will let's take a vote on this. All commission members who would vote to deny the petition signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign. Okay, well, the petition is denied.